This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. It covers business, politics, culture, and more for the Fort Smith region. And I happen to know this is one of the favorite days of the year for you, the first day of fall.
Well, I love it. I love it.
Fall is just arriving. What's not just arriving is conversation about our favorite subject, the 1% prepared food sales tax in Fort Smith. The latest, this is a November election, but the latest is that the Fort Smith Chamber of Commerce is surveying their members on that election matter.
Correct. You know, they've the chamber has been somewhat reticent to get involved in what's kind of been a highly charged issue. So Paul Harville, the chamber president, who he's been in chamber work for 30 years, so he knows how to do this. And he's done this when he was in Little Rock and other communities. He's conducted these surveys just to get a taste of what the chamber membership thinks. Because, you know, you don't, as an organization, you don't want to get too far out of whack on when your membership supported. You don't want to get too far out of whack on what they think. So Harville has said that they should have results ready by mid-October, and they may or may not, you know, they're a private organization, release them. But that's just kind of the latest out there in terms of the issue. I know folks on both sides think that their side will be favored, but just keeps it going. And I still say November 8th we'll have the election, but I'm not sure that'll be the end of it.
A sign went up not too far from my office the other day, a big banner that someone had put up that said, "Save the Johnson Post Office." I know there are people in Boone County that are concerned about small post offices closing there, and it's the same in the Fort Smith region as well.
Yes, and they're planning a rally here next week, and you'll have to pardon me, I forget the days, 26th and 27th possibly, but they're going to rally outside Congressman Womack's Fort Smith office. And I think have plans for other congressional offices as well in the state. But the Postal Service came out just with this bombshell last, I think, Thursday afternoon, where they'll close or consolidate more than 250 mail processing centers. And in Arkansas, what it means is essentially all the mail, you know, Kyle, if I sent you a letter from Fort Smith up to Fayetteville, well, it goes to Little Rock first and then back up to you. And somehow this is supposed to be more efficient and cheaper, and who knows, but Congressman Womack, speaking of him, came out and just laughed at the plan. He said it was outside the boundary of reason and it was unacceptable. Now the Postal Service says they have these multi-billion dollar pension obligations and retirement obligations, but there's some argument on that, and we'll probably have a story either later today or tomorrow. There's an Office of the Inspector General report that suggests that maybe some of these retirement payments that the Postal Service is blaming on this condition aren't necessary. So there's some debate as to what's really causing the Postal Service to be upside down financially.
Well, and as you have pointed out before, there is this interesting juxtaposition. There is such a cry by many that we have to cut spending and cut taxes. The Postal Service says it's billions of dollars in debt, but I haven't seen one community yet that's willing to step up and say, well, we've got to we'll lose our post office or our processing center. And at the same time, some of the places that would be most hurt, people who don't have as much access to email and the digital world, are the places that might lose the post office. So it's a very complicated issue.
Right. And I do love that point. You know, a lot of people, government's got to cut. Now, some people argue the Postal Service is not, you know, it's somewhat separate, but I maintain that may be a distinction without a difference. But it is that cut, 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 but don't cut me, cut thee.
Yeah, you know, exactly. So. And I know you had some interest in Tuesday afternoon's release of the first ever State of the Region report. It was about Northwest Arkansas. And technically, that report covers three counties in Arkansas and McDonald County in Missouri. It's Madison, Benton, Washington, Arkansas, McDonald County, Missouri. But, of course, any status report that affects Northwest Arkansas also affects the Fort Smith region and vice versa.
Yes, it does. And, you know, one of the things that I have to remind myself, Kyle, and I think other people may want to consider this also, is that there are a lot of businesses based in Fort Smith that do business in Northwest Arkansas and obviously vice versa. So, and I think as the two regions grow, that you know, our regions are separate, but geographically they're not separate. I'm sure that doesn't make sense, but so that's why we like to keep up with it. And also, thousands of years ago, when I was also the business editor for the Morning News in Springdale, you know, I remember that Milken report that Jeff Collins and Ross Duvall with the Milken Institute put out. And interestingly enough, the findings in that 2000 report were very similar to this new benchmark report. You know, hey, we need to have more people with college and other advanced degrees. We need to spend more money on research and development. We need to do a better job supporting entrepreneurs. So there's a lot of those same things. And I talked to Jeff Collins after the report, and he had a good comment. He said, you know, we've known these things. The question is, as it was in 2004, how do we get there? How do we enact state or regional policies that help us reach these goals? So it was an interesting reminder. This new report was an interesting reminder of what we've been and maybe how far we've come or have not come in terms of some of these issues.
Well, and you know, in that report, Northwest Arkansas was compared to what the people who prepared the report said were peer regions: Huntsville, Alabama, Gainesville, Florida, Lexington, Kentucky, and then an aspirational Austin, Texas. What is so different about Northwest Arkansas, and then if you throw in the Fort Smith region with it, is the percentage of population in regards to the rest of the state. Gainesville, Florida doesn't have 15% to 20% of the population of Florida. Austin certainly doesn't have Texas. So I don't know if that makes it easier or harder to improve some of the things that people feel need to be improved.
Well, and that's a great point. I mean, that perspective, with that perspective you mentioned, there comes political influence and business influence and those type of things that are going to be different from region to region. Yes, the statistics, the demographics, the socioeconomics may be the same, but what is the influence in terms of getting those things accomplished?
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and all matters of numbers and geekdom for the Fort Smith region. Michael, enjoy this first.
Hey, go Hogs!
Oh, yes, I didn't even ask for your prediction. Now, what do you think?
Oh, if we play like we did against Troy, it's going to be a long afternoon.
Okay. Well, I'll let that go as the prediction. Thank you, Michael.
I'm trying to be optimistic.
No, I understand.
I'm trying, but...
Yeah. I understand. All right, Michael, thank you.